Welcome once again to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH on any electronic device that goes for iPhone, cell phones, laptops, or computers. And the name of that app, once again, is called TuneIn. Don't forget to download it and search WWGH. Okay. If you would like to call in, make any comments, or ask any questions in reference to what we're talking about during our time on the air, please call 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next free produce Saturday will be September the 19th, 2020. The time is from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars and let those you know may have need of free produce know about this event. Again, it is the third Saturday of every month, okay, at Logos Christian Ministry. Same address, 582 Lee Street, okay? We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-262-0939. And guess what? The owner, Cheryl Lee, will be my guest today. She will be calling in around 4:30. Okay, and we will be talking about Child's Evangelism Fellowship, the reopening of the schools, and how they will be conducting the program, whether online or Zoom or inside the school. Okay, because I know that they've separated Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday is an off day, and Thursday and Friday by the last names of the students. So she will be sharing that with us, okay? Now, let me share with you a thought for today, which I like to open up my show with every time I'm on the air. This thought for today is entitled, just 1 second. Something happened to my phone. God forbid it go off. Okay, it's titled Friends and Relatives. If my friends and relatives do not choose to accompany me on my spiritual path, that may be do Bible study or devotion with me in the morning or go to church with me. Spiritual path, okay? Why should I chase after them trying to get them to change? They won't listen to me anyway, no matter what I say. Do you find yourself in that position sometimes, especially those of you who are churchgoers and you're trying to get the rest of your family involved, maybe to turn their lives around if you feel that they're going the wrong way? And maybe they know they're going the wrong way, but they don't want to accept the fact that church or God may be the answer. You know, so many times we try to find the answers within ourselves, want to be our own God and chart our own way. So, and I think there's more of us than less. You know, you may have a friend or two, or a family member may go with you every now and then, maybe every Christmas or maybe every Easter. But as far as making it a habit, or not just a habit, but something that they really love to do and really want to do, sometimes it's just hard to find friends or families that will do that. They know you go. Okay, they are right with you going. And they're used to you going. And when you don't go, it's like, oh, you didn't go to church, or is everything okay? We get that too, right? Everything is fine. You know, a lot of churches are online now because of the COVID. So let me continue with this. A better approach is to focus on my own change process. Do you agree? I do too. I think it's very important that we really focus on where we are going individually. Because, you know, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And not only that, if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. And if I don't have myself together, which is a lifetime job, you know, if I had to depend on me to get myself together, then, you know, it even takes longer. But if I co-join with Christ and the Word of God and help myself get together, then you may see changes a little faster. A river doesn't need to urge people into drinking its water. If you're thirsty enough, you will drink water. People are naturally drawn to it. Isn't that something? How people are drawn to water. You ever take a child or a small child to, like, say, a swimming pool area or a lake area or a pond? They walk right toward that water. Not only walk, they run toward that water. And then you have to, oh, no, 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 come back, and go and grab their hands. Water does draw people. It's the movement, I think it is, and the glistening from the sun and the moon and the stars. Whether you're daytime, the sun, at nighttime, it'll be the stars and the moon. It's just something captivating about water, isn't it? People are naturally drawn to it, provided its waters are pure. Let's hope they are pure, free flowing and sweet. Yes. In the same way, become so attractive through your spiritual efforts that everyone will want to join you naturally. So if I work on my spiritual path, growth, lifestyle, then it will attract more people to what's going on in me. And then I will have the opportunity to share with them how I've been able to change, how I've been able to correct my steps, and maybe a more pleasing personality. You know, maybe I wear a smile a little bit more often than I used to. You know, maybe I'm more helpful with other people, or, you know, we'll call them up and say, well, can I help you today? And how can I help you today? And not always, well, you want to go to church with me? We're having church this Sunday. Or we're having a special program such and such a day, you know. Or we're having prayer this evening. Would you like to come? And people get so used to saying, no, you go ahead, I'll come another day. It's like no brainer. They don't even think about it. They have that excuse ready for you, you know. Don't worry about it. And you're like, wow, okay. Well, I thought you said you were going to come to church with me one day, or pray with me one day. Well, I will. I'm just too busy right now. I have too much on my mind. And I know we have all received those type of remarks, and we're just wanting them to come and be a part of what we're being a part of. Because whether there's any significant changes yet, we are changing. We are becoming better because of the Word of God and because of our spiritual path, and we're really focusing on it, and we insist to get something out of it. Because you can go through the motions and not get anything out of it and not even change. You're just going to be going. But if you go with intentions of changing and turning your life around, then I think you will draw more people to you. You will draw more people, not just to you specifically. It will be drawn more to the spirituality in you. The niceness, the smile, like I was saying earlier, the way you treat other people. You may even, in a grocery store, let people go past, and you're at a stop sign, and there's traffic backed up in one area, and you say, well, come on across. You may let a car pass or two, you know, and smile. And there's just so much and so many things that we can do to be helpful to other people, to let that spirituality shine through our being, through our talk, through our walk, through our eyes and the things that we hear, and especially our mouth, that tongue, you know, which is poisonous. Can be. And don't forget, there is life and death. That is the power of the tongue. Blessings and cursings come out of the same mouth. So we want to be more reconnaissance, or remember ourselves when we are showing our best foot, showing people our spirituality and what it really can bring to our lives. Now, that's where we are. We want people to know what spirituality can bring to their lives, not just to ours, but to their life. And they will notice and they will ask, well, you're in a good mood today, or you're really beaming today. I see you're really glowing. What's going on? What's different about you? And you can say, well, you know what? I've been working on my spiritual path, because I needed a change and I wanted a change, and I knew that only I could change me. And that's where we are. You got to want change. You got to work on change, because no one can change you. People can wish all they want that you change, you know. And we'll tell you, boy, you need to change that attitude. You need to change the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you treat other people. People can say those things to you, but it doesn't mean anything. I'm fine, you know. As long as I don't treat you like that, you know. But how long will it be before you treat me like that? Especially if you think it's okay to treat anybody a certain kind of way that is not nice or courteous or polite. Right? Okay. So we should be more polite and just be, keep ourselves in remembrance, because someone is always watching us. So let us work on our own spiritual path, that we may draw others to us, that we may be more attractive. So now Cheryl Lee is calling. Okay. We will talk with her now. Hello, Cheryl.
Good afternoon, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Well, we got thunder in the background, so I'm doing good. Monday's always my busy day in the office. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, hear this thunder, and I'm like, really?
Wow.
So when I was done at the office, my outside chores are not gonna happen, right?
Yeah, I guess not. I don't think I was aware we were supposed to get rain today.
Well, you know, I just don't keep up on that. Honestly, I don't. It's like I look out the window and I dress accordingly.
Sounds about like me.
Yeah.
But I guess it was kind of dark this morning for quite a while. I think we had more sunshine early in the day yesterday than we did today.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that was a sign, wasn't it?
It's August. You know, that's the way I look at it. It's August.
Things are changing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. So what have you been up to?
Not much.
Are we on the air?
And then it seems like a lot.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. I try to rest a little more and not rush so much, and I think I've cut down my activities quite a bit. I've tried.
Are you
to.
going to? Are you going to make it to the Zoom training on Thursday evening?
I sure hope to. Now, what time is that again?
Well, it's going to be at the Word of Life, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock.
So will you send me the link?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, Mike will be there at the church. So he's going to walk us through how we're supposed to get, you know, how we get our links, how we get our passwords and our, how we get our passwords and how we get on and things of that sort.
Okay, so we're going to do a face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Thursday?
Right.
Okay, at 6 p.m. Okay. So it looks like the students are going back to school.
Good. Good. And, you know, I just heard today, and I'm sorry I didn't jot down who I heard it from or what source, but they have said in the past that children could not pass it on. You know, it wasn't contagious from children. And today, they just went ahead and made that statement again. So I don't see why the schools wouldn't be open for the kids.
I don't see why either. I really don't understand how they can make that assumption because we're all human beings. You know, it may be.
Well, we are all human beings, but I don't know. Different viruses affect different age groups more severely and things of that sort. So.
I guess I could understand it if you put it like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first they said they couldn't get it at all, and they did. Some of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying everybody, and thank God everybody didn't get it, no matter what age we are, you know?
Right. Right. Yes, because the models were just so blown out of proportion. And then, they were able to find a little bit more, understand it a little bit more. But do you know that COVID is just the virus for the common flu or the common cold? That's what it is. It's the virus for the common cold, and then it mutates.
Really?
But this one, I don't know, you know, how much truth I would believe it. I believe it, but, you know, I don't, again, I can't give you a source or anything. But this one, they're concerned that it was genetically manipulated, that it, you know, it was man-made.
Well,
and so
I guess China, right? That's what President Trump says is China's fault.
Well, and not just President Trump, you know, but at the same token, you know, there's a lot of doctors who have come forward and said it's not as it's still a virus and it still needs to be taken care of with precautions, but it's not as dangerous as we were led to believe. And there, you know, that hydrochloroquine is and zinc, and there's another element that when they take that, when a person can take that on the early stages, it's just wonderful. So again, there are medicines and natural remedies for it, you know, and anybody who is anyone who has an underlying illness or because we're getting older and our bodies are starting to wear out, we're always receptive to more things, the flu, the colds, any virus. So a lot of common sense, you know, a lot of common sense needs to be put in place. Wash your hands, you know, that type of thing.
Right. Right. And, you know, this COVID-19 is very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
They had a flash news on Facebook a couple of days ago. There was a wedding reception that I guess over 100-something people attended. 23 people ended up with the virus, and one person died. I think it's mysterious because just probably think about all the wedding receptions there have been.
Okay, they had their wedding reception when?
Just a couple of days ago.
Okay, then that person would have been sick prior to going to that wedding reception, because that's why you had that 14-day quarantine time if you've been exposed.
23 people.
Mm-hmm.
That attended, so, one person died already, and I'm thinking, wow, why would they even go if they were sick?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's where that common courtesy and that common sense has to step up. And, you know, right now, we have a lack of both of those qualities in our culture. You know, and people just will not step up and be the first to be courteous or to be discerning or to use their common sense. It's like as if they think that those things are bad, but they're wonderful gifts. They're wonderful skills to have.
That's true.
Wonderful characteristics.
That's so true. That is so, mm-hmm. so true. And mm-hmm. audience, this is Cheryl Lee, and I told you that she was the owner of Inspect Ohio, who has been supporting A Voice of a People for many years now. And we thank God for her and her family support. And she's also the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Marion County. So how do you like your position as coordinator of CEF?
You know, it's a busy one. It really is. And I just keep thinking that if I can get a little more organized in my house and in my office, then I can be a little more organized for CEF.
But you also run a business.
Right. And I've always had good leadership around me. The volunteers, you yourself included, the volunteers of Marion County have been absolutely wonderful to work with. Now, we can always use helping hands.
Right.
And are we sure what we're going to be doing with this school year? We're not real sure, because even though the kids are going back to school, praise God that they are going back, because I think that the little ones need the younger children, and even the high school kids, they need that routine. They need that routine. They need to be able to socialize one-on-one, face-to-face with their friends. I think when we allow them to be on the computers or on Facebook or their phones so much, that common courtesy that we just talked about goes out the window, you know, because they've done studies and surveys, and they know that these kids can be really, really mean through instant messaging and stuff of that sort. But when they're face to face, that's when they have to practice their social skills, and that's when they have to hone in those social skills, which will help them throughout the rest of their life. Not to mention, I think it's important for them to be in those classrooms where the teachers can give those children the attention that they need and the assistance that they need. So being I digress, but getting back to being the coordinator for CEF, I love it. But my position has been made very easy because of volunteers like you, Linda, or Carol Clays, or Terry Height, or Janice Benn, or Laura Lee Dawson, you know, and Alma Parrish, and, you know, Judy Probst, just on and on. These ladies have stepped up. Linda Harrison. And, you know, they have stepped up, and they have just been willing to go into these schools and teach these children, and, you know, just been willing to go to the fairs and share the gospel, or go to a one-day event, like Picnic in the Park when we had that, or when the church has contacted us and said, would you like to come? We're having a family day. You know, these ladies have always been willing to step up and do that. Or when we're doing our fundraiser, you know, in the spring, you all have always stepped up and just made it happen. And that's just absolutely wonderful.
Have you already done the yard sale?
We did. I finished up for the year. We did 3 yard sales this summer. And the last one was on Lincoln Highway. Lincoln Highway yard sale is usually the first full weekend of August, but I think it was pushed back one weekend because of COVID. And it's actually Lincoln Highway rummage sale is Old 30. So I have a sister who lives in Osceola, and she opens up her yard for us to just take over. That was a week ago. It was last weekend, and we did very well. And these are things that are just donated to us. Like somebody will have a yard sale, and they'd be packing their things up, and instead of taking it to Goodwill, they give it to us. Or they are decluttering. Everyone has clutter. I don't know how it grows, but it does. And they just have a bag or so, and they don't want to sell it because it's not enough for them to deal with. So they'll pass it on to us. And that's how we get the goods that we do for selling. And we made over $1,000. We made $1,078 just out of people's decluttering or hand-me-downs.
That's great.
Because it truly is, Linda, it truly is. One man's junk is another man's treasure.
That's true. That's what they say.
It is.
Exactly what they say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, that is for our chapter, which is 9 counties. And, of course, Marion County is the furthest east of the counties, and then we start going west. Our chapter is the Greater Findlay chapter. And if any of your listeners would like to get on and be a financial sponsor for CEF, they can do that by Googling Greater Findlay CEF chapter, or they can get on to online CEF, or they can contact you at the station or myself at 740-262-0939, and we can get them set up for like credit card, monthly credit card, or debit card. If they go by debit card, then we don't get dinged and they don't get dinged. So the full $25 that they would be giving to the organization actually goes to the organization,
right,
rather than $25 minus the credit card fee. So that's through a debit card, mm-hmm. checking debit card. And we can get them set up for monthly, just doing a monthly sponsorship, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Or if they'd like to give just a nice gift. This time of the year, giving is slow because kids are going back to school, kids are going back to college, so it is a slow period for our funding. But, our missionaries and our director, they still need to, there's still commitments that we have to make to them so that they can get out, because these people are full-time out there working with the kids, and sharing the gospel with these children all the time, whether we've got the COVID or not. They're doing it through the internet. They're doing it through mail. They're doing it through the street fairs, wherever we can find. So it's still an ongoing process of getting the gospel out and in front of these children with the hope of that word going back into the families.
I'm sure it's something to be very excited about and hard to keep to yourself.
It is. It is. These kids are great. And when we were able to do the one-day events like Picnic in the Park and stuff, these parents will come in and listen to the story as much as the kids. And in fact, it's just so much fun. You've been there, Linda. You know, you watch these parents as you're telling the story of the salvation. These parents are really just listening much more intent than the kids are.
Yes.
You know? That is just, makes my heart sing when I see that. Just makes my heart sing.
Yes, should be so much more of that, and you know, especially some of the young people that are out there rioting and burning flags and Bibles and things like that, and I just wish that we could reach them with the Word of God. I just wish they could be reached. I wish there was more evangelism on the streets, especially during these times.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I do. And that is a prayer that, you know, men and women of faith will stand up and really let their light shine, and just ask God every morning when they wake up to say, "Lord, how can I let my light shine today? You know, how can I speak to somebody on your behalf?"
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be the full plan of salvation. Sometimes, Linda, it can be as simple as smiling at somebody and saying, "How are you doing?" You
yeah,
know,
you're
right. Or just opening a door for somebody nowadays, because everyone looks at you. The one thing that the coronavirus has done, and this is done, I think, by design, is that they have pitted people against each other. Those who wear a mask, those who don't wear a mask, you know?
Yeah, those who go to church, those who don't go to church, those who sit in the parking lot. It's the enemy's ploy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because he knows that if we are a congregation, we're strong. If he can divide us, if he can separate us, we become weak.
Yes.
Or weaker, you know? And so just opening the door for somebody, not being afraid to, you know, offer them your cart, or even just, you know, offering them to be in line before you or something of that sort, can mean a lot to someone. And I know that I'm in the house a lot because I have always been a home-based business, but yet I'm on the phone, and I can invite people to watch things on YouTube that I find interesting.
Right.
You know, there's a minister out of Hawaii. His name is J.D. Farag, and his F-A-R-A-G, and he's absolutely wonderful on explaining the today's events and pulling them together with what's the possibility of prophetic scripture.
Right.
He does fact finding, so he's not way out there, you know, because he is sharing the websites where, you know, studies have taken place or surveys have taken place, or World Economic Forum have their meetings that they have taken place and stuff. And he will tell you too, check it out for yourself, which is a good sign that it's out there.
Right.
And
he shares it truthfully. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. And then of course there's another movie that I just dearly love sharing with everybody, and it's called Genesis History.
Oh.
And that, Linda, oh man, it takes almost every discipline of science, and it's talking about the Great Flood and how the the rocks are laid out and things of this sort, and how the band of rock goes around the world, which gives which gives credit to the Great Flood, the global flood. And then it goes into other aspects of science, and it's really very, very good. And you find that on YouTube as well, is Genesis History.
And that's it's not tied a Genesis?
Yes, is GenesisHistory.com. And it's on YouTube. And, you know, it's not a defense for God. It's evidence for God. And I love sharing that with my clients. You know, when they call in and we're talking and stuff like this, then I'll say, you know, if you're interested in listening to or watching a very interesting film, check this out. Will they? I don't know.
They might.
But they might.
You tell me to check out something. I usually do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm interested and I want to know, you know, what's going on. And you are supposed to study to show yourself approved by looking up these things yourself in the scripture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and there's a new gentleman that there's many, many good teachers. Thomas Hughes is on YouTube, and he's a pastor from out west, and he's got some very good outlines. So he's a very good teacher as well. And of course, then you have Dr. Jeremiah. You know, so these are people that you can direct. When you're in conversations, you can just direct somebody, say, hey, you know, this is a good teacher. You may want to listen to them, or, you know, maybe you'd like to go to this person or that person. So it doesn't always have to be your own words. It doesn't have to be what I say. Just as long as I'm pointing them back to someone who knows more than I do and who's biblical. You know, so every one of these names that I've given, they stand on the Word of God. And I feel very comfortable with sharing them with other people. And you know, going back to CEF teaching stands on the Word of God. And I feel very comfortable sharing it with children and their parents. We have great lessons to share with the children.
Oh, yes. I was going to bring that up. Standing on the Word of God. That's exactly what CEF is all about, Child's Evangelism Fellowship. And like, we're going to be on Zoom, and the new programs will be reaching out to a lot of students, and then we have parents that may not have even heard about it. So won't you stick a plug in there?
That's all we can hope for.
Yes.
You know, that's all we can hope for is to be able to, depending on when the schools start, I will have to get on. I wanted to do that, and I was so busy this morning. But depending on when the schools start, we'll have to, you know, get our teams out there for the open houses and you know, give them handouts for the Zoom program. Because, see, even if a school is open, they may not be open for extracurricular activities.
Right.
So that's why we have to be prepared to be a part of the Zoom, and hopefully, because the Zoom only allows so many children on, well, so many windows open at a time.
Right.
And you can have multiple children in a window because of the family, but you only have so many windows open at a time that maybe we can even do a couple Zooms for each school, you know, like maybe do a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Wednesday. We're not real sure how all of that is going to come out, but we know that God is faithful, and we want to be faithful to Him, and so we'll just let Him work out all the details, all the little details. You know, we're willing to be prepped and ready, and just let Him be creative for us.
Yep, you're right. Follow the leader, because he will be leading and guiding, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be, I'm just ready. I'm ready to get back into school, and, you know, we had to quit our Good News Clubs early last year for you know, 2019, 2020, and we had to stop our club so much earlier than what we normally do. And I know the kids, they're looking forward to getting back to school, I think, and I think we're just ready for a routine again.
I think so,
too. Get back into a routine.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
It has knocked us all off balance and, you know, trying to regroup and get ourselves back together. And it's been a heck of a ride.
It has. It really has. But Lord is good. We've been healthy. I know that we've had a couple in our family. Earlier on, one of my adult nephews and his wife had gone to New York City. And they had came down with the COVID, like in March of this year. And that's really the only ones that I know that have caught it. So I guess we should be, I should be thankful for that. But and I've got a fairly big family, and I am thankful for it. But I'm really thankful that it's not been as drastic as they had first estimated.
That's God's work, absolutely, because it could have been way worse. You know, and I'm like you. I thank God that it was not. You know, my daughter had it, even though she said the symptoms were mild. And she had her quarantine for 14 days. And, after that, she went back to work. She was fine. And then I had to be quarantined for 14 days because I was around her like the day before she tested positive. But I haven't had it, praise God. I tested negative and still on my feet. A lot to be thankful for. But like you say, you know, people with big families may be here and there. And that's, you know, God's grace. Because it could have been one of our relatives that had passed away from it. And there's been quite a few people that I know of that has lost a loved one due to COVID. And in the early stages, couldn't even, like, have the proper burial or funeral, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was hurtful to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very hurtful. So, it's a lot to be thankful for. Like you said, God is good. He is so good.
And through all this craziness, his plan is coming together. His plan is coming together, and it's our job to keep sharing the gospel. While his plan is coming together, that doesn't mean we can sit back. And we can just sit back.
No, we have to keep our lamps oiled.
That is exactly right, isn't it? And
yes.
And we have to be willing to share, even if we share with somebody over and over again, because at one point in time, I just have to believe it's going to click.
It's going to click.
At some point in time,
yeah.
God is going to bring them to the point where they're ready.
We're out of time, Cheryl.
Oh, my.
We
oh
are
my.
Out of time. Yes. And hopefully after the training session, you can come back on again and share some of that with the people. But thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny. And I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."